a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Nightside Project.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now.
We're it now.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
It is a little weird to be back here doing this.
Yeah, the weird part's me taking your temperature before each show.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard, here with Alex Carey. And Alex, no one likes my idea. Pretty much no one likes it.
Yeah, the one where you said, come on down to the strip mall. We got Steve's discount daycare for your kids. Hey, what do we have? We got
really
Comcast Internet that'll work up to 17 laptops at a time.
I mean, come on. And this is because I would strongly consider this, that if there was a place in my neighborhood.
This is how much you don't like your kids. All you're doing is saying this is how much I don't like my kids. Okay,
no,
go ahead.
I'm just trying to give a nod to the reality that not every family is going to be up for homeschooling. And I know that. And I just wanted to kind of give a little nod there. And I'm saying that if you're still concerned about it, we could do this thing where your kids had a place to go to do their online learning.
This is the best. That's smart, Ethan. That's also called prison in some countries.
Yeah.
There's this one that says,
you're hilarious.
Sorry, buddy. That's not a good idea. This one, Ethan, that place is called the city library. Our taxes already pay for that. Here's one.
They're all closed.
I just love the idea of like, You being so desperate to get your kids out of the house and to get them learning or doing their homework or whatever, that you go, I don't know, go on over to Craig's discount kid watching service. You got the monthly discount. I went on to Groupon. I got two kids for the price of one.
Groupon would be a great way to promote it.
Hi, I'm here to pick up that kid. And then they go, are you his parent? Yeah.
Yes.
Gosh, of course I am. That's what I'm saying. Your idea of a store, of a strip mall, I love how you rolled it out too. And you're all, I'm going to let anybody have this idea. You can have this idea for free. It's because it wasn't worth anything. All right? It's ridiculous.
Hey, someone's going to start it up. Someone's going to start it up because it just makes too much sense.
Well, they have some of these places that are what? They have like, what's that place called? Like Mathletics or Mathnasium. That's a place, right? It makes it sound like, so they already have that.
Those are tutors.
Get your kids smart.
Those
yes.
are tutors.
What's wrong with that?
Those are tutors. But that's different than my idea. My idea is just a place. That's all.
Ridiculous.
That has tutors.
All right. Ethan, I want to say something. It's that last, it's the final week of the Nightside Project, which means, of course, just our going away of just having people know, listen, this is us putting it all on the line. We have nothing to lose. And
yep.
with that being said, we're going to roll out this next segment with a grain of salt or with way
all
above.
The salt you can eat.
I was going to say way more salt than the recommended daily intake is recommended by the Association of Physicians across America. So the buffet, the self-serve buffet is back in Utah, baby. So everybody, congratulations.
Woo,
and what
did it.
Your kids aren't
where?
Going. Your kids are. I don't, well, listen, I guess everywhere. I don't know. Okay. Self-service buffets are now open in Utah. So here you go. Self-service buffets are now able to start operating again with certain,
so the rules are in place.
With certain restrictions, Ethan.
That's under new guidelines announced Monday by Governor Gary Herbert.
I love how Gary Herbert's like, hey, everybody, I got a press conference. Buffets again, everybody. And then you start playing the Cool and the Gang celebrate song. I mean, just so you can go, it's really great. So what they're going to do, I'm assuming, just off the bat, Ethan, before I tell you some of the things that they're going to do, you tell me some of the things you would do to bring some cleanliness, or at least because part of the thing is you got to make sure the people in there feel like they're safe, right?
Yeah.
They feel like that they're
so
staying healthy
at
a buffet.
This is what I would do if I if I owned a buffet restaurant,
yeah,
and I wanted to protect my
yes,
I would have them go to their table and sit down, and then I would have the person that comes around and like clears off your empty plates all the time,
right?
I would have them come around first.
Right.
And I would say, okay, maybe show them pictures of the buffet, right?
Yeah.
And say, okay, what is it that you want? How many scoops?
Okay.
And then,
they have to get it.
And then you can say, okay, I want 2 scoops of the mashed potatoes. I want 5 of the chicken drumsticks.
Right. Okay.
And, all these, you can say whatever you want. And then the busser goes to the buffet and scoops it onto a plate and brings it back to you. That's what I would do.
I'm not accepting any of these restaurant names that you're texting in, 57500. Corona-rama is not accepted. Golden Corona, not accepted. We're not renaming the restaurants. So don't text those in anymore, okay? I don't want any of your amazing ideas on what we name these buffet places that are going to be open during all this. Ethan, I would have a couple of the self-service places. The Jell-O station?
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to be gelatin. It's going to be clear, though. It's going to be hand sanitizer flavor. So you're going to actually, you can get that. You can take a scoop of that. Right.
Flavor.
And behind that, there's going to be a whole, you can dish yourself up as much hydrochloroquine as you want as well. Mm. So there's going to be that whole thing like
just
behind
scoop
it.
Right into your ice
well,
water.
Well, it's either that or you put it on top of your mashed potatoes. For some people, they have a hard time
store,
putting that
stuff
down. And so.
In the produce section of the store, we have all the fresh produce laid out, and they spray it periodically, and there's like the thunder to let
right.
You know they're going to spray everything. They spray everything.
Yes. So that's what they're going to do? Do the same
bleach.
Thing?
With
just bleach over the whole thing. So here are actual guidelines. You ready for this? Operations will close for cleaning and disinfecting twice a day.
Okay.
Tell me if you're a business owner, if this is already worth it. Morning and evening. Okay, got it.
Fine.
Cleaning and disinfecting includes all tables, chairs, door handles, floor. Okay, we get it. They're all the places in the restaurant. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
They also say that you have to, that they're going to utensils, cups, plates, things like that. They have to replace the scoopers at all the places and all the utensils that you're at the self-service buffet. They have to be replaced every 30 minutes.
Okay.
Does that sound okay? So every 30 minutes, new sets of utensils go in. You also have to wear the face masks in the food serving area.
Naturally, yeah. That,
when you
yeah,
get back to your table, you obviously have to eat your hydrochloroquine, and so you have to have your mask. You don't have to have it off, but
mm-hmm.
Down around your chin, the old chin strap look.
Yeah.
So they're gonna have. So all restaurants in Utah must continue to limit tables to groups of no more than 10.
That includes the buffets.
Yes.
Kay.
So
right.
So those are some of the restrictions there, Ethan.
And
I don't know how I feel about it, but I don't. Of all the places, I don't know. People can text in what their level of comfort is going to be for the for the buffets.
You know
back
me,
up.
I love a good buffet, and you know me, I love a terrible buffet. And I'll tell you right now, I'm excited that people are talking about this, but I'm probably not going. But here's what I like about it.
What
though.
Do you mean? But see, you say I'm probably not going until your wife goes. There are 4 people at the Chuck-O-Rama right now. It's like going to Costco. There's no better time to go to Costco than right now when they're limiting everybody.
Can I say
and the lines are going
that,
super
though.
Fast.
I get that.
They're replacing the utensils. Look, the buffets have never been safer is what I'm saying.
I get that. But you don't want to be in a buffet that only has 4 people. You want to be in a packed buffet. You know why?
No, you don't. Because then the
fresh
food's good.
Food turnover.
Food turnover. Oh, that's
always
a good
hot.
Point.
Always coming off.
Yeah,
the
you
line.
Don't want to break that skin. You don't want to break that skin on the gravy.
No, man.
The gravy boat.
You don't want a situation where some staff members coming having to come by
right.
every 2-3 minutes to stir the gravy again.
Right. You don't want somebody cutting off the front piece of the carving station. Do they have are they going to have carving stations at these buffets still? Because that's going to be a big selling point.
I think if.
Yeah, or is it going to be a self-carving station? Because if it
meets the rules.
It's going to be about a pound and a half cut, then I'm going to give myself of that ham.
Oh, they're just going to let you have it?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, they don't want their employees around you, and they don't want them cutting them for you.
Yeah,
but you know how that tougher
they're not going to trust you with the carving station.
I know.
That's a fantasy.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We'll take the break here. I want to get this thing licked. I want to figure this thing out. How are we going to fix the buffet situation? Your kids can come later. How can we help your kids in school? Great. But how can we make the buffet safe again in 2020? 57500 is the text number. The Nightside Project and our final week for our third time around. But this time it's serious.
We're so serious.
I will turn this whole thing back around again. Don't you worry. We're going to come back. We've got more to go around the corner. Oh, my goodness. We've got some... We got to talk about Utah high school sports, so stay with us. More to go.
Right.
And Ethan's headlines are coming up as well.
Yeah,
so
man.
Stick around. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.